This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2025-26 in the Lok Sabha today. It will be the second budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. This will be Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's eighth consecutive budget presentation since taking office in 2019. Ahead of the budget presentation, the economic survey was tabled in both houses of parliament yesterday, giving an overview of the economy's performance. The World Book Fair 2025 will commence today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. This year, the fair's theme is We the People of India, commemorating 75 years of the Republic of India. The nine-day fair will be inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu. Speaking to Akashvani News, the director of the National Book Trust, Yuvraj Malik, highlighted that this year, Russia is the focus country of the fair, and over 50 countries will participate, including France, Argentina, Spain, Colombia, Abu Dhabi, and Qatar. He added that nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers will attend the fair. The centre has announced the addition of 4 new Ramsar sites in India, taking the tally to 89. In a social media post, the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change said that ahead of the World Wetlands Day, the government announced that Sakarakottai Bird Sanctuary and Tirthangal Bird Sanctuary in Tamil Nadu, Kechiolpari Wetland in Sikkim and Udwa Lake in Jharkhand have been included in the list of Ramsar sites in the country. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will visit Mahakum, Prayagraj today. He will take a holy dip at the Sangam. Our correspondent reports that the grand and divine Mahakum is also capturing global attention. The heads of diplomatic missions from various countries will also visit Mahakum today. India's foreign exchange reserves increased by $5.57 billion to $629.55 billion in the week ending January 24, according to the latest data released by the Reserve Bank of India. The uptick was primarily attributed to a significant gain in foreign currency assets, FCA, a major component of the reserves. The FCA surged by $4.75 billion to over $537.89 billion during the week. The White House has confirmed that President Donald Trump will be slapping aggressive tariffs on major U.S. trading partners, including China, Canada, and Mexico, from today. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said that U.S. will be leveling 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada, as well as a 10% duty on China for allowing distribution of the illegal fentanyl into U.S., which has killed tens of millions of Americans. She, however, declined to offer additional details on the new tariffs. Government has approved the participation of the Indian contingent at the 9th Asian Winter Games 2025 to be held from 7th to 14th of February in Harbin, China. The Youth Affairs and Sports Ministry said in a statement that it has given a clearance for the participation of an 88-member Indian contingent, which includes 59 athletes and 29 team officials. This is the first occasion where the government has formally extended financial support for the country's participation in the Asian Winter Games. In the Hockey India League, the Hyderabad Tufan stormed into the final after defeating JSW Surma Hockey Club at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening. The Hyderabad Tufan will face Ranchi Roar Bengal Tigers for the title today. Meanwhile, JSW Surma Hockey Club will take on the Tamil Nadu Dragons in the third place match today. In men's cricket, India defeated England by 15 runs in the fourth T20 International at the Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune last night, taking an unassailable 3-1 lead in the five-match series. Chasing a target of 182 for victory, England were bowled out for 166 runs with two balls to spare. Harry Brooks' quick fire 50 kept the visitors in contention, but it was not enough to secure the win. For India, Ravi Bishnoi and Harshit Rana claimed 3 wickets each, while Varun Chakravarti took 2 crucial wickets in a single over to tighten the hose grip on the game. That is the end of this news bulletin.